Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm John Metzer with Bob Zimmerman. He keeps the website Behind the Black. We're going to Mars. Now, the concept on Mars was always explore, 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 but along came an idea for a helicopter, a Mars copter, and it was a great success, although I mourn its passing, Bob. That was fun, the way you used to track the helicopter across the, around Mars, skipping ahead of its launcher.
Yes, so Ingenuity was that helicopter. It was flown from the Perseverance rover. It was a test to see if the thin Martian atmosphere would allow a helicopter to work. And it succeeded. It succeeded far better than expected. And there's no doubt a strong movement within the planetary community, within NASA, and within the commercial community to develop more helicopters for Mars. Isaacman, for example, wants to send a fleet of helicopters on the nuclear-powered mission he wants to fly in 28 to Mars. We'll see if that happens, but he's thinking helicopter. And I've documented on Behind the Black a number of papers that scientists have written talking about proposed helicopter missions. Well, JPL and the aerospace company AeroVironment have been testing a new set of high-speed rotors they hope to use on the next-generation Mars helicopters. And the way they're designing these, they want to increase the payload capacity of the helicopter by as much as 30% by rotating the rotors much faster. And they've done some ground tests now in chambers running these rotors above the speed of sound as it would be on Mars. They did not spin the rotors on Ingenuity above a certain speed because they were afraid it would break the Martian sound barrier. And when that happens, the things unpredictable would happen. And they didn't want that to happen. It was a test mission. But for the future missions, they're now testing going above the speed of sound in this rotation, and they're having some success. This is going to increase the capabilities of future helicopters. And we're going to have future helicopters on Mars, John, a lot of them. And so this is very good news. They're moving forward on the testing.
What was the breakdown on Ingenuity? Was it a strut? I don't remember.
No, what happened is at some point, one of the rotors broke off. I have a picture up on Blind the Black this week, actually, in talking about this new rotors, showing Ingenuity in its final resting place. And you can see one of the rotors is missing, broke off. They think it hit the ground. They think as it was landing, it was on a slope, and the rotor was spinning and hit the ground as it was coming down and broke off at that point.
Brave little Ingenuity will be in the Smithsonian on Mars, guaranteed. All right, we're going to approach Mars with Psyche. What is Psyche?
Psyche is a probe going to the asteroid Psyche. Psyche, the asteroid, is a metal asteroid. We haven't visited any of those yet. And so it's on its way. It'll get there in 29. But on the way, it's got to do some flybys. It did a flyby of Earth. It's now moving to fly past Mars within about 3,000 miles on May 15th. As it's approaching, though, it took a picture of Mars. Not a very exciting picture, you'd think, because it's looking at it from the dark, from the night side. So it's a crescent. But it's interesting. It's going to fly past Mars to give it the thrust to get to Psyche in 29. And so we have a picture of Mars, and we can actually see the Martian atmosphere in this picture. And there's actually indications of the North Pole as well on Mars during the summertime. It's kind of cool.
And Mars South Pole, residual ice cap. There's no debate about whether there's water on Mars. There's plenty of water on Mars.
Yes, this is something that nobody else reports except me, John. But Mars is not a dry desert. You get that impression because most of the landers have gone in the equatorial regions where it is dry. But above 30 degrees latitude, there's lots of near-surface ice. And on the poles, you've got ice caps. And so I have a really cool picture of the surface of the South Polar ice cap where there is perennial ice and dry ice. and it produces this really weird patchwork of lines on the surface produced by the carbon dioxide dry ice mantle that forms in the winter and then goes away in the spring. And as it goes away, it produces these lines, and it's just very weird looking. And that's why it's an alien planet, John.
Bob, one question. We've got 30 seconds. The rovers, that startup, a lunar outpost, is it a rover for just the moon, or is this going to be applicable for Mars too?
A good company will design it so it can be sell it to as many customers as possible. They're designing these as manned rovers, you know, enclosed like a car for a moon. But if it's enclosed for a car and you've got the payload capability to get it to Mars, there's no reason why it can't work on Mars.
Bob Zimmerman, he keeps the website Behind the Black. I'm John Batchelor.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards. Free shipping with no minimum purchase. Triple points on two purchases and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.